Daily Meditation with the Seven Rays. Today, Saturday, the violet flame of mercy, compassion, invocation, transmutation, and freedom. Beloved, mighty, victorious I Am Presence, today I am renewed. Today I am alive with that primal, pure, majestic life given to me of the Father. For yesterday's life misused, I call on the law of forgiveness and ask for and accept the most powerful activity of the transmuting violet fire. Today I may become, today I shall become that which God intends, my holy Christ self in action, for I am the Christ consciousness now made manifest and eternally sustained. Keep me sealed in a pillar of violet fire until I am wholly ascended and free. This is from beloved Saint Germain, Chohan of the seventh ray and master in charge of the earth and its evolutions for the next 2,000 years. And he says, take time to be holy. Learn to get still, even when there is no apparent emergency. Practice just stilling your thought processes from racing, just stopping your etheric memories from resuscitating all of the discords, just stopping the restless motion of your physical body. And then, if you can, without making your mental body immediately start working again, just turn quietly to your I Am Presence and tune in until you can anchor yourself in peace. One such person could save a city. I am determined that the realization and the science of the use of the violet fire shall find anchorage in some unascended being as an absolute, irrefutable scientific manifestation which cannot be denied. I am more eager for you to learn to use this violet fire than you will ever be, because you have to be myself in the world of form, whereas I, by cosmic law, must remain behind the veil. You who are my friends, accept me. Let me walk the earth through you. Let me help you with this divine alchemy. Come to the violet fire temples at night, and I will sit with you and explain over and over the science and divine alchemy of this violet fire. You know there is a place for you in the home and heart of Saint Germain. This is from beloved Zadkiel, Archangel of Invocation and Transmutation. Do you know that the life within an unkind word comes to you to be redeemed and set free? The life within an unkind look or gesture comes to you, a priest or priestess of the Order of Zadkiel, that you might bless it free. Do not rebel or feel unjustly treated. If circumstances are such that energy qualified with discord comes within the compass of your aura, it comes because there are a few foci in this unascended octave that know how to redeem it, how to raise it, to purify it, and to set it free. Where there is a focus of the sacred fire, where there is a life stream who has knowledge of the violet flame, there that energy has an opportunity of being redeemed and returned to the universal first cause. Oh, what a joy to move in the universe, freeing energy, loving it free, and standing in the serene mastery of your own godhood. Words that are spoken even lightly, jokingly, to or about another part of life, which do not bless it, are therefore a renunciation. I ask that all life streams be released from the recoil of such mistakes. This is from beloved Arcturus, the Elohim of Invocation, Rhythm, and Freedom. And he says, I am the Elohim of Invocation and Rhythm, who brings to you and to all life, through the use of the violet fire, infinite freedom when you desire it enough. I am he who answers the call from the heart of any individual when that heart deeply and sincerely from within itself desires to release life which has become bound, giving it freedom from disease, from lack, from fear and limitation of every kind and description. Within that life itself is the fullness of Almighty God. Today I urge you with all the intensity and pressure of my being to develop your life. Develop the qualities of perfection which are within it. Call forth what you wish from the heart of that life which flows from the universal, and call to me if you wish to release into the outer manifestation whatever powers, qualities, gifts, and activities are required to perfect your own individual world and that of your fellow man. wherever there is one live stream who sincerely desires freedom and in constant rhythm invokes and commands it, there I shall be to give that one assistance until that freedom is physically manifest. This is a decree to say, beloved Ascended Master Saint Germain, beloved Lady Portia and Kuan Yin, beloved Zadkiel and Amethyst, and beloved Arcturus and Holy Diana, and all who serve on the seventh ray, I love, bless, and thank you for your mighty service to me and to all mankind. In the name of the presence of God which I am, and by the magnetic power of the sacred fire vested in me as a priest or priestess of the Order of Zadkiel, I make this call. Angels of the Violet Fire, come, 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 and keep the Violet Fire Freedom's love blazing. Angels of the Violet Fire, come, 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 and keep the Violet Fire of Freedom's love blazing. Angels of the Violet Fire, come, 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 and keep the Violet Fire Freedom's love blazing through my aura and feelings, my brain and mental world, my etheric body, every cell of my physical body, my loved ones, my home, business, finances, and all my earthly affairs, and do that for every part of life on the planet until all human creation, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into purity and perfection, and our earth is truly freedom's holy star. Thank you for the answer to this call. The violet fire of freedom's love never fails to produce purity and perfection, and I am that violet fire. The violet fire of freedom's love never fails to produce purity and perfection, and I am that violet fire. The violet fire of freedom's love never fails to produce purity and perfection, and I am that violet fire. Beloved great God of freedom, ascended Master Saint Germain, and beloved Goddess of Opportunity and Divine Justice, Lady Portia, I pledge my life, my light, my love to you by endeavoring to release the momentum of perfection in my life stream to assist you in bringing freedom to every part of life on our dear planet Earth right now. And so be it, beloved I am.